The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So, today, Manny, I assume you've not only already paid your taxes, but gotten your refund and spent the money. Is that correct?
I have not gotten my refund yet.
You haven't?
No, because I just filed last week, so it's still coming.
Usually when people are getting refunds, they're January 1st done. But no, huh?
Yeah, I was in no huge hurry.
Well, it's just sort of savings, although I don't think you get any interest on it, so.
Right.
So everybody got a couple of extra days to do their income tax. There you go. As I said, hopefully mine's all signed, sealed, and delivered, but what can I tell you? And when I get a refund, my accountant doesn't trust that I'm a savings person, although I actually am. So he just pays it forward to the next year. I mean, there's something about having a check in your hand that makes you feel sort of better about the world, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No matter, every once in a while, like I get a residual from an HBO movie I did like 15 years ago. So what happens is the residual is like $3.48. But I don't care. As I mentioned, it's kind of a busy time of year because it's the Tribeca Film Festival. And some years I just decide, okay, I'm not going to bother because anything that's really good is usually will come out in some other venue. And sometimes it's like a year. I got invited to something about 3 weeks ago, and I thought, I could have sworn I'd seen this. And I had. I'd seen it at the film festival, and it took that long for it to be bought and distributed. So, but for some reason, part of it is that most of the venues are down, are within walking distance of me. And for some reason, I don't know. I think it's because, Tribeca, they always start telling you about Tribeca in January and February, which are, are really slow months, right? There's no theater. There are all the movies that are already out. All the Oscar nominees are already out. So, speaking of which, did you see that the Jungle Book made $103 million over the weekend, U.S.?
Wow.
I mean, I think it's the second largest opening ever. I think the only one that beat it was Furious 7.
Hmm.
Well, I told you, it was terrific. It was magic. As I said, people were saying to me, well, is it animation? I said, no, it's not animation. It's probably CGI, but, CGI is computer-generated images. But I said, it's not really. It's magic. And I'm really kind of conflicted about it because a part of me absolutely wants to know how they did it. Another part doesn't because it's really magical. If you didn't get a chance to see it over the weekend, do go see it. It's terrific. I mean, look, all of us grew up with Jungle Book, right? And Molly and Baloo and all that, but do not take kids under the age of about 8 to it, though. It's got some genuinely scary stuff, but it's wonderful. Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. So I'm hoping you can help me out with something.
Okay, me too.
I'm recently married. We've been married for about 6 months, and we were actually friends for a really long time and reconnected after many, many years and got married. But he actually moved from another country to the States.
Okay.
For to get married, obviously.
So was it long distance before the two of you got married?
It was long distance for about 6 months, but we had known each other for many, many years before. Okay. So we had known each other, we dated for a period of time, and always kind of stayed in contact. He was married, I was married, and we reconnected about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But it was long distance for about maybe 6 months. 7 months, and then, you know, it's living in two different countries, we knew that it wouldn't work. So one of us had, we had to make a decision. So he obviously moved to the States.
And so how long were you together before you actually got married, living in the same city, hopefully?
No, we weren't. So we never lived in the same city. We got married in September, and then he just moved here in January. So we've been living together now for about, well, since January.
Okay. So you got married without living together, huh? And then didn't live together, huh? Were both of you divorced when you met each other?
Yep, we were. Yeah, we were.
How
both
long
divorced.
Had how long had both of you been divorced?
He has been divorced for several years. I actually just got divorced. I totally did not listen to your rule, which is probably a reason for my fall. I got divorced, officially divorced in July.
So were you at least, were you separated when you met him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was separated. My husband had been out of the house. My ex-husband had been out of the house for more than a year at that point.
All right. So you got divorced in July.
Mm-hmm.
He came here. You got married in September. He came
mm-hmm.
here in January. Okay, well, the ink was barely dry, it sounds like. All right. So
yeah,
the ink was
barely dry. Mm-hmm.
So how old are you, Carol?
I'm 38.
And how old is he?
He's 41.
Do either of you have children?
He has a child from a previous marriage, but that child lives overseas with his mom.
And how old is the child?
The child is 3.
Okay, so
I have no children.
Okay, all right. So what's the issue? Where are we today?
So where we are today is. It's so funny because I'm calling about one issue. Like I have a dog. He has a problem with the dog. But he knew that I had a dog before we got married. But there seems to be an issue of his need or desire for me to change.
In what ways?
And, you know, I'm defensive. I tend to procrastinate. I change my life. Essentially, you know, so I've got a dog, I have a cat, he's got an issue with both pets, you know, the hair around the house. We're in the process of moving to buy another home. And because right now we're living in the home that I once shared with my ex, right? So we've got to kind of start on a fresh slate. And we're, you know, bidding on homes and looking at, and he now said, okay, well, when we move, the dog can't come with us. So I really don't think it's that much to do with the actual dog. I think it's probably about other things.
Well, it can be in theory about both. I mean, some people he knew you had a dog. Had he ever been around the dog?
Yeah, he's definitely been around a dog, but he's just not into dogs. He doesn't like the hair.
Well, the fact that he isn't into them seems to me less relevant than he'll tolerate the dog.
Right. So, you know, we've actually, we put the dog into one room. So the dog doesn't go upstairs. So the dog is essentially barricaded now in one room. But the home that we're looking to purchase is much smaller than the home that we live in now. And so there would be no place to sort of barricade the dog.
So you're moving to a place where, can the dog be outside?
Yeah, but, I mean, we live in four seasons, so, I mean, the dog is older. It's 8 years old. I can't keep the dog outside the entire time. He doesn't want
the dog. Well, is the dog a deal-breaker for either of you?
Well, you know, it's a deal-breaker for him. So I actually just, you know, I called him earlier and I said, listen, I don't want to get the house if it means that we have to get rid of the dog.
Well, what is it about this house that's specifically valuable? I mean, is there a possibility? Have you already bought the house?
No. We haven't bought the house. We haven't bought the house.
Well, so, look, if the issue is you have a dog, he's not crazy about the dog, which is neither here nor there. He just wants the dog to not be sleeping in your bedroom. Then, and the place that you've picked, there's no way of doing that. Why don't we pick another place? You think about that issue.
Hang on.
We'll come right back to it. We're just at the end of this segment, so hang on. We'll talk about the explanation and then what else you think it may be about. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Carol, who is in a new marriage, and all of a sudden we've got doggy issues, and their husband is not a great fan of the doggies, but the point is that they're, things are tolerable now, but they're talking about moving to a new place, which sounds to me kind of smart. But they're saying that the current place doesn't have a place for the dog. So why don't we find someplace that does?
Well, you know, it's funny because I said that this morning, and he blew up and said, you know, he's calling it off. And
he's calling what off? The marriage?
The marriage off. And the reason why is because he had to change his life. You know, he moved countries, he moved his job, he moved his out of his own home.
So he had a dog.
No, he didn't have a dog.
I thought you said he had to leave his dog.
No, job. Job.
Job. Job.
Sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So, so essentially he had to change his entire life.
Well, that's true.
Right. And he says when he looks at sort of what have I done for us, he's like, nothing. You haven't changed countries. You didn't have to change your job. You know, it was a fight to actually get you to move or agree to move out of the house. So when he kind of goes down sort of the list of things that I haven't done, I haven't changed anything. And he's changed.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Which is not it's not a completely unfair kind of charge. It's just, so what's your question to me at this moment?
So I guess my question is, because I tried that exactly and said, my question is, what do I do? I mean, am I being unreasonable?
Well, it's not reasonable or unreasonable as much as you guys have got a problem, Houston. He's right. He's done all the changes. But giving up an animal is not the same as changing a house.
Right.
Do you really love this guy?
I do. I think he's great. I do. And I really hope and want them. I mean, this would be my second marriage, and is there, like, I want the marriage to work. But I feel like I'll never. I didn't make those changes, right? So
okay.
I'm always going to be.
What country was he? What country was he living in?
He was living in France.
Okay. Did he find a new job yet?
No, because he's, like, doing consulting. So, I mean, he still is working. So it's not
okay.
Like he's sitting at home twiddling his thumbs, right?
All right. So if you said to him, could you live, what kind of work do you do?
I'm in sales.
Could you live half the year in France?
No.
Why not?
Well, work-wise, it would make things difficult, and we're also trying to have a family. And so my family is in the States, and his family is not in France either.
Right, but so, look, so it may not be France. Carol, look, if you want, your point is well taken. Look, it's one of those situations where both of you have legitimate points. They're just not compatible points. So, and you're right. I mean, part of it is, which I'm not going to sort of beat the horse to death, but if the two of you, if you've been divorced longer, and the two of you, if you'd called me and said, you know, my divorce is barely, you know, I'd say, first of all, don't get married before you're ready to live in the same city, because it makes no sense. What was the rush about getting married? So you could have sex, you're grown-ups, neither of you are virgins. So, or don't have sex, but don't get married so you can have sex, and don't get married if you're not going to live in the same city, number one. Number two, live in the same city for a while so the two of you get used to your idiosyncrasies. Because those are the things that in the long run blow a marriage sky high. Not, you know, not the big deals, not who we're going to vote for, but, you know, who leaves the toilet seat up and who likes to sleep with the window open. That's what blows a marriage apart, because those are the things you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And then I would have said, okay, if you live in the same city, I don't care if you spend every night with each other, but then at some point live together. Because this would have all gotten either worked out or not, and he would have had the time to decide, okay, you know, I'm not willing to live here, or I'm willing, you know, that we have to live in England or something. The two of you didn't have any time. You're already you were too soon out of a marriage. Then you're committed before you really have any new information. The fact that you've known each other for years is absolutely irrelevant, as you're finding out now.
Right.
All of you are finding out really unpleasant things about each other, and they're not so much unpleasant things as you just had no current knowledge of who the other person was. So what do we do at this point? All right. The first thing, if you really want this guy in your life, I think I would sit down with him tonight and say, okay, let's figure out what the you know, the really the two or three most important things to each of us are, and find out where the compromise is. I don't want to give up the dog. Dog's 8 years old, not really adoptable, and so therefore we need to find a house for at least. And me, what we do is, I really don't want to suggest the two of you live apart. I mean, because that won't solve any of the problems. The problem is not what happens when you're apart. The problem is what happens when you're together.
Right,
so you're,
exactly. And
you're
going
to have to have some give in this, not because not only for the short term, but exactly as he points out for the long term. All right. So look, if we were going to live in one state or one city or one, you know, one country or two, what would they be? Where's the compromise? So he doesn't feel that he's made all the changes and you haven't made any. Because that, as you point out, that's not going to go away if there aren't some changes that you make. So, and, you know, the idea of giving away the dog, I don't know that you're going to get beyond that either. I mean, he's saying, you know, I changed jobs and I changed country and I changed. What was he doing? Is he French? He's not French.
Yes, he is French.
So what would be the problem about living in France half the time?
Because his family is not.
It doesn't make any difference if that's where he wants to live.
No. We both decided that this is exactly where we want to live. We want to live in a state. So where the city that we're living in isn't an issue. We both agreed that it made sense. The issue for him right now is that I haven't given up anything. So
no, I got that. So are you willing? I mean, the obvious thing to give up, I suppose, is the dog.
Is the dog, right? Exactly. So
the question is, can you live with that?
I'm gonna have to.
Well, I mean, I suppose, and I don't know what giving up the dog means. I would assume it means finding a good home for it. What kind of dog is it?
She's a mutt.
But I mean, is she an aggressive dog? Is she a little dog?
No. She's lovely.
Because sometimes older dogs, they do really well at senior housing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really want a puppy. They're too aggressive. And maybe it's even a place that you could go and visit the dog. The question, I think, really becomes not do you give up the dog, which is the obvious, but can you live with giving up the dog? Is that going to be such a barrier? And is he going to say, well, you only gave up the dog? Hang on for me just a second. I'll be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, you were talking with Carol. Who has married an old friend. He relocated from another country, left his three-year-old daughter behind, his job, is living in her city, in her ex-husband's house, and the deal-breaker at this point is an eight-year-old dog. And, Carol, I'll tell you what, first of all, I think the two of you just didn't know each other well enough. And
I agree.
The question is, what do you do at this point? And before I'd give away the dog, what I think the two of you need to do is go and find a therapist. And with the therapist, because if giving away the dog doesn't solve the problems, that the two of you really just didn't know each other well enough. If it were up to me and I had a magic wand, I would have him. Does he have a job right now? Is he able to continue his old job? Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably have the two of you live separately. Except living separately is not going to do anything. I would probably, here's what I would do. Is your house on the market?
No. We're not selling it.
Are you going to rent it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to buy the new place jointly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do the two of you have enough money to rent this place. I mean, how odious is it for him to live in this place right now?
Oh, you're saying have him move into the new place that we're buying?
No. When are you planning to buy the new place?
Well, soon. So we've been looking for some time. We finally found sort of his dream home in the dream location, which he's very excited about. But it's smaller than the house that we currently have. And he says, if we get this house, we were both excited about it. He says, if we get it, we got to get rid of the dog. And so today I said, listen, I can't get rid of the dog. And so he said, clearly I know where you stand. I've made all these changes. You haven't. I'm out.
So is he still there?
No, he's still there. I mean, this conversation happened like a couple hours ago. So because I called him back and I said, fine, I choose you. You can have whatever you want. And that's that. So now,
all right, look, here's what I think the two of you need to do. Because if you weren't already married, I'd say the two of you don't know each other well enough. But at this moment,
right.
I mean, the two of you are married to each other. So what, before he goes storming off or you give the dog away, I would make him the deal that said, look, you don't make marital decisions based on a house. You don't even make marital decisions based on a dog. You make marital decisions based on the two of you. So what I would say is I will pay for therapy for us for the next 6 weeks. Because presumably even if you decide to buy the house today, it would probably take 6 weeks to pass papers, and that's fast.
Mm-hmm.
If the two of us decide that that my giving up the dog balances the scale as far as you're concerned, then I'm willing to go and find... Assuming this never comes up again, if I moved here for you, I made all the changes, and I had to threaten to leave before you give up the dog, if this actually neutralizes everything, and then the only way we're going to find out is a little bit of time and a lot of therapy, and we really do decide that we really love each other, that we're really willing to work stuff out, and we may need more than 6 weeks. I'm just willing to pay for the first 6 weeks because you've made all the changes. And we decided after 6 weeks that this will neutralize everything. I'll give the dog up. And we never talk about any of the sacrifices we've made, and we go forward into the future being incredibly happy. You never mention the dog again. He never mentions all the sacrifices. And then you get the new house, and that's fine. If not, if what we find in therapy is that it's not the dog, and it's not, it's not the changes, it's that this was a mistake, that we fell in love with who we were, not who we are. We don't know who we are. And we're sort of far enough down the pike that we really don't want to make the changes that are going to make this work. Then you can, I'll pay your fare back or whatever, or because you've made all the changes. I keep the dog. I keep the house. And maybe you put off buying the house for the 6 weeks. Or have some clause that you can do it. Because otherwise you're making decisions about the important stuff. It's kind of like somebody actually did this demonstration once, and it was absolutely fascinating. They had a whole bunch of rocks and some sand. And the idea being that, or packing a suitcase or anything else, if you put the big stuff in first, you can always find room for the little stuff. If you start with the little stuff, you never get the big stuff in. And the two of you are starting with the little stuff. You're starting with I made the changes and, the job and the house and the barricade and the dog. You don't. You start with the big stuff. Do we have a marriage here? Do we have enough between the two of us of who we are now? Do we even know who we are now to go forward? And if we don't, screw the little stuff. We don't care about any of that. But the two of you are busily packing the beaker with the little stuff, and you're never going to get to the big stuff. So that's what I would do. I would go home. I would call him tonight or go over to his work or wherever it is and say, hey, look, you've got a perfectly legitimate point. What I want to do before I give away the dog is to make sure the two of us aren't going to be throwing these sacrifices in each other's face for the next 2 years, at which point we'll get a divorce. I want to make sure that the two of us, number one, know who we are, that if, in fact, I give up the dog, which I'm willing to do because that's fair, that that everything is neutralized. It's never going to come up again, because what we've done is established how positive our relationship is, all the strengths that we have. And if not, that we at least know what the problems are, and either we're going to tackle them or not tackle them. But it's not about the house, it's not about the dog, and it's not about leaving France. It's that we don't really know each other very well, that we're basing our relationship on who we were, not who we are.
Got it.
So it defers things temporarily, but I mean, the point is, the two of you got married without even living in the same city. So if you can do that, you can put the house on hold for 6 weeks. I would absolutely offer to pay for the therapy, because that's fair. He's had to take most of the financial hit, and the idea being that you pick out the therapist together. Or he gets to pick out the therapist if he wants. But the two of you get started on this immediately, because you need to make decisions about the big stuff, not the little stuff.
Right.
Okay?
Got it.
But I think part of it... Pardon?
Mm-hmm. No, and the big stuff being... I mean, right now, to your point, you're saying that we're focusing on the little stuff, like the house, the dog, and all these little things, hoping that it's going to take care of the actual marriage and the relationship between the two of us. And I think
you have to take the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I was very hesitant to get married, and he wanted to get married.
Why?
So, because we couldn't, I mean, you can't live in the States and work without being married. Like, so there was no way for us to realistically be together and start a life if we didn't get married.
Okay.
So,
but again, that's the little stuff. I know it sounds big because it deals with INS, but it's not. The two of you, because you don't, living in the States, if it is secondary to living with this person, being married to this person, spending the rest of my life with this person, or being irritated out the wazoo by this person. So the two of you have dumped all the small stuff in the beaker, and then and we have no idea what the big stuff is. So we have started all over again. And I would just go to him today and say, look, we need to make sure that the two of us are really in this together. It's not you. It's not the dog. It's not, it's not sacrifices. It's who are we today? Does that work? And if so, then if I were you, I would probably start looking for options for the dog, if nothing else, for your credibility, so he doesn't feel that therapy is a setup for you to just keep the dog and dump him.
Right. Absolutely. No, this is so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. But I go talk with him immediately before he sort of digs in and gets his little dander up of this was a mistake and formidable, soccer blue. Let's get started on this. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You can see, it was a very, I'm trying to remember exactly where I saw it. It's the same thing with packing. I'm a really good packer, and you put all the big stuff in first, because then you can always put the little stuff in, and no one does it that way. People do it the other way around. They start with the little stuff and then try and get the big stuff in at the end. It won't work that way. There you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, let's see, what have I got here? I've got probably, about a minute and a half, Manny? 30 seconds. I always think I have more time than I do, don't I? And alright, so there we go. Alright, when we come back, I want to tell you about Spock. And you can decide which Spock I'm going to talk about. Or you can just stay tuned and I'll tell you in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, insurance company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. Let me just recap a little bit from Carol. And there's several sort of major issues here. Number one, I know the one-year rule, that we're going to make different decisions if we've been on our own for a year. And a year is kind of minimal. Sometimes it takes longer than that for us to kind of sort through everything that we need to sort through. So basically, you you're going to make a different level of decision if you have to base your decisions on need rather than want, all right? And there's just no way of doing that anytime in less than that, and sometimes it takes longer than that. And the reason it's a year, in case you're curious, is that, you know, we are really kind of organized creatures, and we go through a birthday by ourselves and Mother's Day by ourselves and Christmas by ourselves. It doesn't mean you have to put yourself on house arrest. It means that you don't date during that period of time. And you can hang out with your friends, you can do all sorts of wonderful things, but you don't date. And now, it's not to say that that Carol would have done a completely different thing, but she'll never know. And she sort of understands that as well. All right, so that's number one. Number two, don't, and all of us have done it. I mean, we've gone to that's why reunions are such scary, emotionally fraught things, is you remember who you were and who they were. And you can fall in love with who both of you used to be as opposed to who both of you are. Hopefully we change. I mean, the idea that you're going to be the same person you were in high school, I find terrifying. So that even though, I mean, people say, well, you know, I really don't have to date, or, you know, I've known this person forever. Well, you didn't. You knew who they were. They knew who you were. Who are you now? And that's what you have to base your relationships on. All right, so that's number two. Number three, you need some time to be around each other, and that means that you don't do long-distance relationships because they're always fantasy-based. It's always going to pay off later. And they're really fun. It's like being on vacation with somebody. You go to different places and there's no familiarity and you have great sex and go to great restaurants, but it's not life. I mean, it's fun, but you can't base anything on it. Number four, that when you're talking about somebody having to move, it works best if both of you have to give up something. If one of you seems to have to make all the changes and the other one's not making any, that, I mean, you can hear that it will come back to haunt you in your first argument. That at some point, I'm a great fan of people living together for at least 6 to 9 months before they get married, just because there's no other way of gathering that information. And the major reason that people in the past have not lived together is because of the religious beliefs that they didn't feel that they should have sex. And I think living together when you're not having sex is its own problem. But you're at least gathering some kind of information. And obviously this couple, chastity was not the issue there. Number six, it never hurts to see a couples counselor and work through some of the things that you want to work through. Number seven, when you're talking about children, dogs, in-laws, you need to sort that stuff out before you sort of commit to each other. Number eight, you don't commit to each other. You don't get married and then not live together. I mean, unless one of you is pregnant or there's a draft. I mean, there has to be, and in this particular case, I suppose the INS. But again, because it all comes down to the metaphor of you don't pack your suitcase with the small stuff and then try and jam the big stuff in. You have to start with the big stuff. And then you put, because little stuff is little, and it's more pliable, it's more flexible, you can get around it. All right? So, huge number of lessons, unfortunately. And hopefully everything will be okay. I mean, these are really manageable problems, but they're problems that have to be addressed as opposed to just ignored. Okay. I promised I was going to talk about Spock, and the question is, which Spock? Who was it was telling me? I was talking with somebody over the weekend, and they said, well, there are really no books written about how to raise children. I said, are you out of your mind? Of course there are. Starting with Benjamin Spock. So that's the other Spock. Now, we have Dr. Spock there. As I said, I was at Tribeca Film Festival. And there's a documentary made by Spock's son, Adam, that's called For the Love of Spock. And it's, you know, I highly recommend it. I don't know how soon it's going to be out, and I think my review is not allowed to be posted for another day or two. But, I mean, if I said Star Trek, what would come to mind immediately, man? Are you a Trek fan? A Star Trek fan?
Yes.
Okay, so
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not asking if you're dressed physically or not at this moment.
No.
But I know you are. But. All right, so tell me what your impression of Spock was or is.
I always kind of associate, well, if somebody ever mentioned Spock, obviously the first thing that comes to my mind is Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
The late Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
But I always was familiar with Spock from the movies.
More than the, well, more you know, most people know Spock. You know, that show, first of all, was not a huge hit. It only lasted, right.
It was like only on for like 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And they showed the pilot, which was shot, it wasn't William Shatner, somebody else, which is sort of interesting. The only person they kept from the original pilot was Spock. was Leonard Nimoy. And I actually had met Leonard Nimoy because he was a Boston boy. And when I was in Boston, where I started, he was doing a play called Teo, which was about, I think it was the brother of Vincent van Gogh. So I actually had met him, and I actually knew where Go Forth and Prosper came from. So, for what it's worth, which is an ancient Hebrew kind of blessing. So, yeah. So, just for whatever it's worth. So Spock was the only one left over from the original thing, he didn't like the ears. He thought the ears were a mistake, but it's a fascinating discussion of people's response to Spock, and you know, you forget that most people know Star Trek not from the TV series, although it did very well in syndication. It never did well when it was in first run. It did well in syndication, and the movies are really what put it on the map. And then the whole issue about Spock. So all sorts of interesting stuff there. All righty. So it's called For the Love of Spock. And, every time they do... Tribeca is rife this year with documentaries about family members making, you know, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to have video cameras. I don't know. Would you ever do a documentary on your family?
I'd consider it.
Okay, we'll talk. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.